From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. For U.S. forces in Afghanistan, it has been the deadliest day in more than 4 years. 14 Americans died in two separate helicopter crashes. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes.
First, President Obama held another high-level meeting today with his national security team to discuss the way forward in Afghanistan. Then he flew to Jacksonville, Florida, where he met with service members, mostly sailors and Marines, at the Naval Air Station. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president. He joins us from Jacksonville. And Scott, tell us, please, about President Obama's message to the troops there.
The president's message was essentially a thank you for your service. He talked about the need for the whole country to support the military, and he talked about the efforts in his administration to boost pay, to boost veterans' benefits, to make sure that the troops are properly equipped. He said that military personnel are the most precious resource, and he said that point was brought home again with today's casualties in Afghanistan. He said that the 14 Americans killed there had given the last full measure of devotion to keep us safe. And now, he said, it's up to the nation to try to carry on that work.
And the backdrop, of course, Scott, is that President Obama is weighing whether or not he will send thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan, maybe tens of thousands. We heard Vice President Dick Cheney recently accusing him of dithering on this. What have you heard about President Obama's meeting today with his national security advisors?
This was the sixth in a series of meetings that the president has held in the Situation Room at the White House, and it has been a painstaking process. In fact, today's meeting ran a little bit longer than expected, and so the president was a little bit late taking off for Jacksonville as a result. The question, as you say, is whether to provide perhaps tens of thousands of additional troops, which the commanding general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, has said are needed in order to be successful with a new counterinsurgency strategy. Not all the president's other advisors are on board with that. Some of their concern is whether there would be a legitimate government partner in Afghanistan to work with the U.S., especially after the fraud-tainted election in August. And, of course, now we have a runoff election that's going to be at the end of next week.
And what are you hearing from the White House about a possible timetable for the president to make this decision?
Well, they're not really laying out any firm deadline. As you say, the president has gotten some criticism from Republicans, including the former vice president, about the time it's taken him to make up his mind about whether more troops are needed. But he told the sailors and Marines here in Jacksonville today this is not a move he's going to make lightly.
And while I will never hesitate to use force to protect the American people or our vital interests, I also promise you this, and this is very important as we consider our next steps in Afghanistan. I will never rush the solemn decision of sending you into harm's way.
Last week, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs had sort of brushed aside timing questions, saying the president would make a decision when he makes a decision. And he more or less repeated that today, saying the decision could come at any time or it may be weeks away.
And Scott, the president's schedule there in Florida also has him doing some fundraising for congressional Democrats tonight in Miami, right?
That's right, and this is something he's been doing a lot of lately. He raised money last week in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. He knows House and Senate Democrats will have a tough midterm election ahead of them next year, and he's doing what he can to raise as much money as possible in the meantime.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with President Obama in Florida. Scott, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.